It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Men will still say, this was our finest hour.
Hello and welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. And on the Speaking of History podcast, we discuss education, technology, and history. And I'm doing something a little bit different tonight. I am outside on my patio in my backyard. It's a nice May evening, and I just thought I would try it outside here in the evening one time and see what it sounds like. So if you hear some background cars and dogs barking and things like that, it's just the ambiance of the outside. As always, you can reach me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions about the podcast. And you can reach us on the web at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. All right, well, this is podcast number 25. Today's date is May 17th, 2005. We're closing in on the end of another school year. And today I wanted to share with you some student content. I had a couple students come up to me a couple weeks ago, Jonathan and Alex, and while we were studying the Underground Railroad, they told me that they had performed a dramatic reading of a poem that was actually about the Underground Railroad. And so what we have for you today is kind of a short show, but it is the dramatic reading of Robert Hayden's poem, Runagate. And basically I'm going to let them explain the poem or read the poem, but it is about the Underground Railroad. And as you listen to it, kind of notice the rhythm and the pace of the poem. It's actually meant to kind of capture the feeling of the frantic pace of a slave trying to free themselves from the bondage of slavery. So here is the poem, Runagate, by Robert Hayden, performed by Jonathan and Alex at South Valley Junior High.
Runs.
Falls.
Rises.
Stumbles. On from darkness into darkness.
And the darkness thicketed with shapes of terror.
And the hunters pursuing. And the hounds pursuing. And the night cold.
And the night long. And the river to cross. And the jack-lanterns beckoning.
Beckoning. And blackness ahead.
And when shall I reach that somewhere morning?
And keep on going.
And never turn back. And keep on going.
Renegade.
Renegade.
Renegade. Many thousands rise and go. Many thousands crossing over.
Oh, mythic north. Oh, star shape yonder, Bible City.
Some go weeping, and some rejoicing. Some in coffins.
And some in carriages.
Some in silks, and some in shackles. Rise and go, or fare you well.
No more auction block for me.
No more driver's lash for me.
If you see my Pompeii, 30 years of age, new breeches, plain stockings, negro shoes. If you see my Anna, likely young mulatto, branded E on the right cheek and R on the left. Catch them if you can and notify subscriber.
Catch them if you can, but it won't be easy. They'll dart underground when you try to catch them. Plunge into quicksand, whirlpools, mazes, torn into scorpions when you try to catch them. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave.
North Star and Bonanza Gold, I'm bound for the freedom, freedom bound. And oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me.
Runagate.
Renegades.
Rises from their power and anguish. Harriet Tubman, woman of earth, whip-scarred, a summoning, a shining.
Mean to be free. And this way the way of it, brethren.
Brethren.
The way we journey from can to can.
Moon so bright, and no place to hide. The cry up of the paddle rollers riding. Hound dogs belling in bladed air. And fear starts.
A murbling.
Never make it. We'll never make it.
Hush that now.
And she turned upon us, leveled pistol glinting in the moonlight.
Dead folks can't jaber talk,
she says.
You keep on going now or die,
she says. Wanted, Harriet Tubman, alias the General, alias Moses, dealer of slaves, in league with Garrison, Alcott, Emerson, Garrett, Douglas, Thoreau, John Brown, armed and known to be dangerous. Wanted, reward, dead or alive.
Tell me, Ezekiel. Oh, tell me, do you see male Jehovah coming to deliver me?
Hootow calling in the ghosted air. Five times calling to the haunts in the air.
Shadow of a face in the scary leaves.
Shadow of a voice in the talking leaves.
Come ride in my train.
Oh, that train. Ghost story train through swamp and savannah.
Muttering over trestles of dew through caves of the wish.
Midnight special on a saber trek.
Muttering.
First stop mercy in the last.
Hallelujah! Come ride in my train.
Mean
to be free.
All right. Well, there you have a great example of student-created content on a podcast. I hope that you enjoyed that poem. I think that we will definitely use it next year when we study the Underground Railroad as one of the ways to introduce the theme to the students. And next year, I hope to have quite a bit of student-created content on the podcast. I think next year I'm going to try and move a little bit away from having the podcast be just a collaborative tool for other teachers and people interested in education, and have quite a bit more content that is created for students and by students, so that we can do a little bit more collaboration on the student level as well. So I hope you have a great day, and that's it for podcast number 25. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.